album. 7. Broadway. It wasn't the most comprehensive of plans, but I was very young at the time, and the details hadn't seemed particularly important. Unfortunately, it was almost 8 years since my last successful performance, and I was standing in a freezing auditorium, attempting to remove chewing gum from the bottom of a theatre seat. The gum had been left behind by a school party, to whom I delivered a talk on the history of the Moon and Stars Theatre. I had tried my best to make it exciting, telling them the anecdote about the magician who had burned the original building to the ground when a firework had gone awry. I'd hoped to inspire them with the magic of theatre, but instead, I'd been forced to watch as their eyes glazed over. Chewing gum removal wasn't technically part of my job description, but no one else had volunteered, so it was up to me. I was using a paint scraper I'd borrowed from the workshop. The task would have been satisfying if it wasn't so disgusting. My mobile rang. I dropped the scraper. Hello?
Matthew? Is that you?
It was a woman's voice, musical and strangely familiar in a way which made the back of my neck prickle.
Who is this?
It's Angela. Her name conjured up a face, but more importantly, a voice. Singing across a room from me. There was no audience, just the two of us.
Are you still there?
I snapped out of my musical trance.
Yes. Hello, Angela.
I couldn't begin to imagine why she was calling me. We hadn't spoken in nearly 8 years. There was a sigh on the other end of the line.
I'm so glad it's still the right number. How are you?
Oh, I stared at the nearest chewing gum deposit. I'm good. There was a pause.
Listen, Matthew, I realise this is totally out of the blue and I'll completely understand if you're not interested, but I just thought I'd give you a call because I'm about to start recording my next album.
That's great. I was pleased for her, even though she had made it and I had not.
Congratulations. We'd like to include a few duets, and we were discussing guest artists when your name came up.
My hand tightened around the phone. This wasn't real. This couldn't be real. The fact that Angela was recording another album was hardly surprising. What was surprising was that she had thought of me.
You want me to sing on your album? There's no one else. I really mean that. Your voice is still the best I've ever heard.
Right. I was stunned. I couldn't believe she was paying me this sort of compliment after so many years. I was tempted to say yes, but then I remembered the competition, the last time we had sung together. And I remembered those words that were always lurking at the back of my mind. For 8 years, they had been there every time I had been tempted to sing in front of an audience. Angela, you look like a singer, but Matthew, well, you just don't. My free hand strayed automatically to my face.
Are you sure about this, Angela? Of course. The album's classical crossover, mainly musical theatre. You'll be perfect.
What would I have to do?
Just come along to the studio and sing for my manager. I know I want you, but he insists on hearing any guests. The record label gets the final say.
Managers and record labels. This was scary stuff, and way beyond my limited experience. And I was still hearing that voice in my head. Angela, we can pair you up with someone else. A better match.
I'm not sure, I said. I don't think I'm quite in your league.
Vocally, I mean, I haven't sung very much lately.
That doesn't matter. Come and audition for us. Then, if you decide it's not for you, that's not a problem.
I swallowed hard. All right. Thank you.
Great. Would 9 a.m. tomorrow be all right? I'll text you the address.
It wasn't all right, but I said it was. I would tell work I was going to be late, pretend to have a dentist appointment, perhaps.
It's so lovely to talk to you,
said Angela, her voice soft, kind.
It's been too long. I can't wait to see you.